it's a great thing for me to say that I've run 100 kilometers, but there's other things that you guys are doing better than someone else. And I was just reminded in some things in your life, that's creating a platform where God can come and just take it and do something special. And it's really for us to see, where are those platforms? Where are those doors? Where's those opportunities that God has opened, what God has done, and how can we use it for His kingdom? I was running this race. Well, let me just first say, many times in life we just do stuff. I remember when Gustav called me one day, there's a photo of a golfer. Gustav called us and he said, "Daddy, come check. Samuel is holding the golf ball and I'm going to eat it." And Samuel was holding it right here and he's just going to eat him bang in the face. So I just said, whoa, just stop it. Next time Gustav called me, he's sitting on his black bike on the jumping castle and he wanted to show me how he go down the slide. And I said, no. Hold on. So he let the bike go and he slid down. And then he ran up the slide because he wanted to show us how he ran up the slide. And as he's running up, his head hit the crossbar right on top. And he came down and he missed the slide. And he just went bang on the floor. So that is just the joys of life. That it was very funny. You, in a moment, you think, yes, you must invest in a helmet for this child. That's the kind of stuff that we do. Sometimes we just sign up for stuff and we think it's funny and it's great. Some of the things are not so clever. I remember when I wanted to get into trail running that in 2012, let me just show you a few more pictures, the next one, of stuff that people do with that ladder. I don't know if you can see that. They're on the second floor or first floor there, holding the ladder. I can imagine some of us putting a cat in a drone. Trolley racing, many at Stellenbosch has done that before without helmets. This is just life. Life happens. Some things that you do, that's not clever. You don't realize it immediately, you realize it after a while. So when I wanted to get into trail running, I just signed up for a race. It was a nice tough one. I thought I'm just going to do it. I remember Lee asked me, "So why did you choose this one?" I said, "Well, it looks the toughest one that I can find." It wasn't long, it was 24 kilometers. So I thought I can run 24 on the road, it's easy. So I still remember that day I did the run. I went up the mountain at Helderberg. I came down, I went up the mountain again. I ran out of food and water somewhere after 14 k's. And I realized I'm in trouble. So I made it out of there, got home, and I realized I can't walk properly. So all my muscles seized up, and I struggled to walk for a year after that. So that led to I just read up on how do you run. What's the easiest way to run? It is to run like a child that you can just take for free. When you see children run, that's how we're supposed to run. It's nice, 4 foot strike, beautiful. So I realized if I want to run far one day, I need to change my running style. So that took me about 2 years. And then I had another thing. I thought maybe I can do another race. I did Three Peaks. And as I went up the mountain on Devil's Peak, coming down, I sprained my ankle. I still remember standing there and think maybe I can walk the whole day. And I realized, no, it's really bad. So I got on the phone to Lee, and I was out. And it was all of this stuff happening. But I just tried to do stuff by myself. But I had this idea that I want to get into trail running and in the trail community. So I started with Ultra Trail Cape Town. It's 100 kilometer. I only heard about it. And I just got involved with helping the guys to volunteer, helping them mark the route. So I'll quickly show you the race video from this year, just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. It was a good time for me, this last few weeks. They must say, if you're up against something, you're close to the Lord. I knew that I can't do it. I knew that I'll have to run the best race of my life. And and beyond that. I was with my knees, I really struggled. But I said, but Lord, if it's the perfect day, if the weather is perfect, if there's no pain, if I make the first cut off, then I said, if the second one, if the third one, then I'll testify. And now it was amazing how God just created a platform. Because I, after last week's Spitbraai, I didn't want to go, but we had a race back, the 100-kilometer guys, that you can drop off and you can access it twice during the race. And I remember that I forgot to take my bag the previous night. So I went there and I got the bag. And suddenly there's all these guys that I can speak to, and they just listen. Because I've completed the race. That's it. Because now everyone wants to listen and they talk. And I realized that that's the thing I always trusted the Lord for, to get in between the trail runners. There's now some sort of a platform, and I will continue to help Stuart and the guys of trail running. But this is not the end. This is just another stepping stone. This is just another platform for something that God wants to do. And I realize in our own lives, we do amazing things. You guys do amazing things. You've got amazing testimonies. This is just my story, a part of my story. But often we put the thing out there, we trust in God for something, we get there, and then we think this is it. And the Lord told me actually this last night and this morning again, that this is just a platform for you to bring me glory. That's it. When Gustav runs cross country at his school, he laps the guys and he waves for the people. There's no one close to him. And he gets very arrogant. And I tell him, Gustav, the next one, when he goes to trials in the region or Western Province trials, he doesn't go through, because there's some really, really fast guys out there. And then he's op sy plek again. And you see. But I realized that, but I always tell him, and the same for Samuel and Lucy, sometimes in certain things you can be much better than someone else, but it's not good enough just to bring that little bit. Still bring your best. Because once you bring your best, God can give you a platform to do something with it. Because that's the other thing. We can relax. We can think, yeah, I can do this. I can do this in my own strength. But maybe there's something else that God's got before you, and He's preparing for you that you can walk into it. And it's a big challenge. And so for all of us, we've got different strengths. We've got different things that we bring to bring God glory. And the verse that stood out this whole year, John 15, verse 4 to 5, it says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And later in verse 11, it says, these things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. These are the things that we desire. We want to have joy. We want to make it. We want to make it. There's certain dreams, there's certain stuff that's before us. We want to make it. And with God, we can do it. With God, we can do great things. And I want to encourage you, even in this time where we're going to take a break from services, but we're not taking a break from God. We're not taking a break from spending time with the Lord, from hearing from God. Maybe for some of you it's a time where some of the distractions are less. Maybe it's a time where you can sit, spend time with the Lord, ask Him, Lord, what are those things that you've prepared for me for next year? Or what are those things in my hand that I can use for your glory? I believe the Lord is going to show you, He's going to show us new things as we continue. My story through this whole race was, I realized that because I was talking to the Lord all the time and just spending time with the Lord, I received so many tips. There's so many things that fell into place. Was it gear? Was it nutrition? Was it advice? Was it just how things work out? But even if it didn't work out like that, God would have still been the same. And that's where that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, standing there, we know what God can do. We know that. We know it. We don't have to doubt God. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, he said, I have fought, Paul's writing, he said, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. And I pray that we will really guard our faith. I'm almost finished. I'm just going to read one more scripture. That we will just guard our faith. That we will just say, Lord, I believe. I believe. Things happen around us. The devil wants to come and he wants to distract us. He wants to give us messages that it's not going to work out well. Sometimes he just wants to show you all the stuff where you lack. But maybe in all of that, there's still the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. As we make our requests and everything known to God, there's a peace that comes from God. Hebrews 12 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Now realize, it's not always that we will see the results of what we're going through, or what we're going for, what we're trying to achieve. But God comes alongside us and he helps us on the journey. He said, even on the journey, you can have peace. Even on this journey, there can be joy that comes from me. And that is, I just want to encourage you with that this morning. Maybe, yeah, there are a lot of things happening. The devil is real. He's coming for us. But God is bigger. And each one of us, we've got the Holy Spirit inside of us. That is the representation of Christ. And wherever we go this holiday, and there's lots to be thankful for, but as we spend time with the Lord, just trust him for the right word, the right thing, at the right time, for his glory. Amen. Maybe there's something that there's a dream in your heart, something that you feel that this is something that God has put there. I still remember when I just had a dream about doing 100 kilometers and getting into the trail running community. And then I just responded to the promptings. As I felt, contact this guy, go help out there. And 3 years later, I was able to do the race. That for me was the testimony. A free entry. I got the entry. It was 3,200 rand. They gave it to me. So that for me was already the testimony. There's things on your heart that you trust in God for. As you stay close to God, he's going to show you. He's going to give you promptings. But let us just come, and maybe there's something that you want to say to the Lord this morning. And maybe there are some lies that you've come to believe those lies. And take a moment and you say, Lord, help me to see the lies. Help me to take these thoughts captive. And ask God for his peace that surpasses all understanding. Ask him for it. For some of us, there's just stuff that we need to stop. The stuff that's hindering us, the stuff, the weights of this world. There's weights of this world that's pulling us down, that's holding us back. And some of us, we must just lay it down and say, Lord, I want to run your race. I want to run it strong. And then lastly, is this: ask the Lord to give you a word. For where you find yourself now, ask him for a word. Maybe it's just, I'm with you. at one time in my life, that was just the word I needed, and that was all I got. Lord saying, I am with you, Yaku. And I hold on to that word for months. Father, thank you to come before you today. Thank you for what you are stirring in hearts this morning, Lord. Thank you that you are busy, Lord. Thank you for things that you've prepared for each one of us. But Lord, I pray, Lord, that we will say, Lord, on this journey, every time we gather, we can say, this is what the Lord has done. That we will see these doors that you are opening for us, Lord, for your glory. Not for us that we can say, this is what I've done. Help us to give you the honor and the glory, to testify of your goodness, Lord, every time. To be a platform, Lord, for your glory, in Jesus' name. Father, as we respond now, as each one responds, I pray that you will speak to them, that they will hear your voice, they will know you, Lord.